My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You guys know that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, they got married. Congratulations to them. Now, when 1,000 people get invited to something, there's certainly going to be people a little mad. They're going to feel a way that they weren't one of those people. You knew eventually this was going to happen. Will Compton. Now, I know who he is, but I don't know who he is. Like, I'm not very familiar with his work. Like, I know he was in the league, and I know he does some stuff with Barstool, but I'm just not super familiar with the gentleman. He's mad, and he is having a one-sided argument. There's nothing worse on social media than when you're having a one-sided argument with yourself. Nobody is going back and forth with you. It's just you being mad online. So we started to see pictures of people that actually got the invite to the Taylor Swift wedding. He was not one of those individuals. So he started posting pictures online of him hanging out with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You know, they do that tight end university. Will Compton's been going to tight end university. So he felt like him and Travis were boys. So he tweeted out, "I don't think I've ever seen Dean Blandino at tight end university."
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
All right? Then they got a TV show called Wake Up Barstool. Comes on FS1. So he was on there and he was talking about it. And Dave Portnoy, I'm sure you guys know who he is. They were kind of talking about it. Hey, how did you not get this invite? And they were kind of having a little bit of fun. Now, I think that Dave Portnoy was maybe having a little bit of fun in all of this. I don't think that Will Compton is having a lot of fun when it comes to this. They asked him if he thought this was personal. And then he and Taylor Lewan, who also played in the NFL, they're going back and forth. And he says, quote, I'm looking at some of these names. Yo, we're boys. I've known you for over 10 years. We call and we text each other. I'm clearly doing something wrong in our friendship. Clearly something wrong. There's a blind spot that I'm missing. And then Lewan, in a real sucker move, then shows his text of him talking to Travis Kelce, telling him congratulations. And then Travis Kelce replies to it and says, thank you. This is what I don't understand about this whole argument. If you got Travis Kelce's number and you think you're boys, the wedding did not sneak up on you. They've been talking about this wedding now for 6 months. They've been talking about who, what, when, where, and why with this wedding. If you were expecting an invite and you started to realize that you didn't have one, why didn't you privately call Travis to figure out what was going on if y'all boys? Like when Rob was getting married, I knew I wasn't in Rob's wedding, but I felt pretty confident that I was going to be able to go when he invited me to the bachelor party. I figured I was invited. If I hadn't have got an invitation, at some point, I just would have been like, hey, Rob, have you sent my invite? Where is my invite? We just would have had that conversation. Maybe you're not boys because you're doing this kind of nonsense for the content and you're doing it for the clicks. You got Travis Kelce's number. If you said you've known him for 10 years and you text and you call each other, why didn't you have this conversation before in private? And now why are you having this conversation in public because you didn't get invited? It doesn't sound to me like you're upset that you didn't get a chance to celebrate their marriage. It sounds to me like you're mad you didn't get invited to all the celebrity party with all the important people, and you not getting an invitation highlights to everybody else that maybe you're not that important. That's how it reads to me. That's just my read on this situation. Rob, what do you make of this? I think this is corny behavior.
So I think two things can be true at once. First and foremost, I agree with you. This is performative by Will Compton, and I don't like that. I don't like that he took to social media to show his clout and how he's upset. There's definitely a way to handle this better than Instagram or Twitter. I agree. It's all performative, look at me, BS. But I do think it's fair that he can feel a little bit of a way. If you're telling me Nelly and Ashanti and Joe Buck are invited, you could probably have anticipated an invite was coming. And I would tell you, it's a little bit in poor taste to ask if I'm invited to someone else's wedding. That's a faux pas, if you will.
I agree, but I guess I'm saying if it meant that much to you to go, and that's your boy, he's claiming they're boys. You call and text each other. Rob, what other man are you calling that you wouldn't consider a good friend? Text is a little bit different, right? We all text people. He says they call each other. He's invited him to his tight end university. So they got to have some personal relationship. That seems like a, hey, am I invited to the wedding? Am I on the list? At that moment, you're going to find out how Travis Kelce feels about you. You're going to find out where you are in Travis Kelce's life if you think you're boys and you didn't get invited. Because there's a lot of people who consider Travis Kelce to be their friend. He invited them. Mitchell Schwartz, we know privately the relationship between those two. He got invited. So Will just found out that, hey, that relationship was all in your head. Travis don't think y'all as cool as that. That's what it sounds to me. And this was the realization that he's having. So that's all I'm saying. Some of these things, you can just privately have these conversations. If you got these people's number, you know them, you got a relationship with them. You were just taking pictures with Taylor Swift in February. So you got to know them in some capacity. This was all a phone call. It should have been a phone call from the very, very beginning.
Or, like you said, the wedding hasn't been secret. It's not like, hey, you know, so-and-so's getting married this week. Oh, really? I didn't know. Everyone on earth knew when this wedding was, thanks to the Daily Mail and all those things. To my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong timeline-wise, Last weekend, Travis Kelce got married. The weekend before that was tight end you down at Vanderbilt. Yep. Will Compton was at tight end you that weekend.
Yeah, he was.
If you were a week away from the wedding and you hadn't been invited and you felt away,
you should have asked him right then and there.
Walk over and talk
should've
to walked, him.
That's what I'm saying. You should have privately one-on-one had this conversation, not had it on television, not had it on Twitter.
Now if that happened and Travis Kelce said, yo, we ain't like that, and you feel away because then you saw who got invites and you didn't make it.
He answered your question then.
He answered your question. You can still have feelings about not catching the invite, but you shouldn't go on social media to say, hey, why didn't I get an invite?
No, I'm with you. I feel like this is a very important message that I would pass this message on to everybody. This is a message that I think you guys should pass down to your kids and tell your kids this message. Everybody you're cool with is not your friend. I absolutely believe that Travis Kelce and Will Compton are cool, for sure. I believe they're cool. Hey, we can hang out. We can go do this. That person is not your friend. I got a big example. On his most important day, he invited Nelly over you. He invited Dean Blandino over you. Russell Wilson was at this thing.
That one's crazy to me.
How many conversations do you think that Travis Kelce has had with Jennifer Lopez? I'm guessing they really had a whole lot of conversations. She was at this thing. A lot of people were at this thing. He answers your question. Y'all ain't boys like that. Y'all not cool like that. Let me play two audio clips for you guys that has nothing to do with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Congratulations to them. I imagine they are having one of the greatest honeymoons that any two people have ever had in their entire lives.
St. Joe, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.